Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo, how we doing on this fine winter Tuesday? Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. A very, very busy show today, including why Blake Snell will no way, no chance be a New York Yankee. We will listen to Juan Soto and Pete Alonso answer similar questions about their futures, and Tiki will tell us what they're really thinking. So we got a lot to talk about. But I've given this a lot of thought over the last few days and certainly over the last 24 hours because in about 2 hours, the franchise tag window opens. And that, of course, is another big decision that Joe Shane and the Giants have to make about Saquon Barkley. They have 2 weeks to decide if they want to tag him or not. And I've given this a lot of thought because as a diehard fan, I appreciate and understand.
What are you laughing about? I didn't say anything yet.
I know. I'm just laughing at your diehard fandomness.
Well, as a diehard fan, I understand and appreciate a guy spending his whole career with one team.
Yes.
I also understand the business of football. And I also understand, no offense to you as a former running back who defied logic by getting better as he got older, that usually backs don't get better with age. So I wanted to give this a lot of thought. And the truth is, the New York Giants have to keep Saquon Barkley. Like, they have to. And I'll give you the number. I've got, like, a ton of reasons why. But let me start off with the number one thing that kept jumping into my head. October 31st, 2023. That was the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah.
And that's when you, Tiki Barber, said into a microphone, I understand why the Giants are shutting down any trade discussions on Saquon Barkley. They can't trade Saquon Barkley. Well, let me ask you this. If they couldn't trade Saquon Barkley on October 30th and October 31st, why, months later, would it be okay to let him walk away for nothing? That seems like a complete, utter contradiction. So in my opinion, the Giants made their decision on October 30th. They didn't trade Saquon. They wouldn't even listen on trade offers.
Yeah.
So what possibly could have changed between then and now that would make it okay for him to just leave?
Well, the biggest reason to keep Saquon Barkley is that he is one of the offensive, really, forget offensive, he's one of the team leaders on this team. He's the guy, along with some others, who bought into what Brian Daboll was talking about, what he was preaching, and he was the example that helped them succeed and excel in Dabes' first year, which resulted in his coach of the year. Now, I think I'm probably speaking for a lot of Giant fans when I lay out my thoughts on Saquon Barkley. Because if I looked at the team and said, all right, they need this, 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 and this, and this, 20-something plus free agents that they have, so many holes that they have to fill. There's going to be a new defensive system. Things may change offensive-wise because Dave's looks like he's going to have more of an influence in the offense and the play calling and things of that nature. Is this really a team that's winning right now? And the answer is probably, they can win some games and steal others. Saquon Barkley is not fully necessary. But my emotion to Saquon is something that I think a lot of Giant fans feel. And it's, I love this kid. I loved him when he came in. He is the perfect example of a star player that you would want on this team. He does not get in trouble. If when he's not hurt, he's busting his ass to be as great as he can possibly be. He carries himself the right way. He says the right things. And he's a leader in that locker room. And so emotionally, you want to hold on to that guy because he's the example. And you mentioned it before about guys who are the favored player on the team. finishing their careers as a Giant or whatever team it is, but in this case, the Giants, I feel like he should be that guy. I want him to be that player. He wants to be that player. And it's somewhat personal because I've heard him talk about this where he said, I want to be like Michael Strahan. I want to be like Tiki Barber. I want to be like these guys, Eli Manning, who spent an entire season creating a legacy that regardless of the championship structure, those guys won championships, I didn't, but you're revered right. in this town.
Right.
And when you leave and go someplace else, even if you were great here for 4 or 5 years, they forget about you.
Oh, yes.
Right? It's just like you become a talking point as opposed to someone that gets lifted up when you're here. And so I want that for Saquon because he deserves it.
Yeah.
But I also can look at it from a football standpoint and say, yeah, but they don't really need him. And that's what's frustrating.
Yeah, but the problem I have with that first part about not needing him is if they didn't need him, and they made that decision. You know what? Right. It's a running back. He's going to be 27 years old. We have to give him a big contract. Tell me why they didn't trade him on October 31st. Tell me why they shut down phone conversations on trading him.
But trading is so weird in the NFL. I know that it's happening now more than it's ever, but it's not just in the DNA of deal makers, of general managers. And so trading Saquon Barkley sounded good if you were done with him, but I don't think the Giants are done with him.
So then what changed between October 31st and February 20th that would lead you to say, now I'm good with him walking away? That's the contradiction that I face with this.
I think when you look back to Dabes' first year and Joe Shane's first year, they knew that the strength of this team was going to be the run game, not the pass-protecting offensive line. So don't get it confused. When I say offensive line, I mean the run game in the offensive line and Saquon Barkley. And it was. It's what propelled them to such great heights for a lot of that season. Now, obviously, Daniel Jones was a part of that as well in that run game because he rushed for over 700 yards and had 7 or so touchdowns. But it was Saquon and Daniel Jones having this dynamic, we're going to throw you off balance and you can't do anything to stop us. And I believe that that still applies. And so like you want that at least going forward, but financially it's not going to make sense. You know what I mean? And especially if they're going to franchise tag him. So the franchise deadline is today.
The window opens today.
Yeah. It goes for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then they're going to make a determination whether or not they want to sign him to a long-term deal, which I don't think they're having conversations right now.
How are they not having conversations?
Or like franchise him.
But that's insane if they're not having conversations.
We're not hearing anything. So I have no idea. And listening to Saquon, it doesn't sound like they're having any conversations. So if they decide to franchise him, it just doesn't make sense to me. So
I'll tell you why I disagree with you. You know, I'm going to tell you why I would actually tag him. And I know it's been like accepted over the last few days amongst Giant fans of Giant beat writers of, it makes no sense to tag him. I will offer you the opposing position on this and while it does make sense. Let me just start with this. I think I'm making this clear. I got to bring Saquon Barkley back if I'm the New York Giants. Let me start there. Mm-hmm. My end game is Saquon Barkley remains on the New York Giants. He remains on the Giants for a myriad of reasons. Number one being, when he's on the field, my quarterback plays differently. Yeah. When he's on the field, Daniel Jones is a better player. That's been an indisputable fact
and it doesn't
over
matter.
The last few
it
years.
It doesn't matter who is going to be the quarterback
Correct.
Next year.
Correct.
I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to be healthy.
Doesn't matter.
Come August or September. Is he playing in October? I honestly have no idea. So especially if it's some young player that they potentially draft.
Right.
Or it's Tommy DeVito.
100%.
You absolutely want Saquon Barkley in the
back. That's why the quarterback factor doesn't even matter. Because Saquon makes whoever is the quarterback
better. But if you're
not
willing to give him a long-term deal, which it seems like they're not, the franchise tag doesn't make sense for $12.5 million for a year.
Hold
it's just
on.
A big number to throw on a running back. Well, right? It's one thing to have him make that much money. It's another to count that much against the cap. Now, I know the cap is likely to go up $25 million. They said it was going to be about $243, but it's actually going to be more around $250 million, which is $26 million more than it was a year ago. So there's space, but you still got to be smart about how you spend that money.
But are they willing to give him a long-term contract or not?
Well, long is relative now.
The end game has to be a long-term contract.
Long for a wide receiver these days that's in his prime is 6 years.
Right.
Right? Long for a running back that's in it or before or even whatever, and it's three.
Yeah.
So
okay.
if they,
Are they willing to give him that? Are they willing to lock up Saquon Barkley?
I would think so.
They better be, because if they aren't, why didn't they trade him? See, that's the problem I have.
But what was the? I mean, I don't know what the market was. No, so I have no idea.
But here's what we do know:
did a running back get traded last year?
That the Giants wouldn't even have conversations. Like, there's two layers to this whole trade deadline thing, and it bothers me. I keep going back to that because to me, the Giants made their decision on October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
The more you think about it. What they decided leading up to the trade deadline was not simply to not trade Saquon Barkley. It was to not listen on trade offers for Saquon Barkley. And that's far different. If you want to tell me, hey, guys, they listened on offers. There wasn't a great package out there. They decided to keep him. That is far different than what we heard at the deadline, which was they're shutting down conversations.
Yeah, but
and when I pushed back to you on that, you're like, well, how could you trade him? Well, he sells tickets. Well, fans want to watch him. So, well, what changed between then and now?
So that thought makes me feel like the Giants want to do a long-term deal.
Yes.
With Saquon
Barkley.
They
better.
And by long, I don't mean 5 or 6 years. I mean 3 years or 4 years, maybe. And probably one of those is voided, right? To me, it's we want to keep him, but we don't want to have to worry about trying to get him back in free agency type of thing.
Well, this
now, I know you don't do that really in football. Usually when a team trades for a player like Montez Sweat with the Chicago Bears, they sign him. They do that so they can get a head start on signing him to a long-term deal, which the Bears did with Montez Sweat. The Giants want Saquon Barkley. They're going to have to work out the deal that they weren't willing to give him a year ago.
But this
makes no sense that they weren't willing to give him to a year ago, because he was a year younger, coming off one of the best seasons he's had since his rookie years. And so, I feel like there's the internal debate that I have with myself. I know it goes on with Giant fans, because some of them are saying, yeah, I'm ready to move on from Saquon. Mm-hmm. Some of them are saying, oh, I absolutely love Saquon. We need him. I think the same conversation is going on inside Giant Stadium. Right, or inside whatever it is, Quest Diagnostic, where the offices are. They just don't know how to ideally deal with this guy who is perfect for the franchise, but has been hurt a lot, but his value is not clearly defined.
Well, I'll tell you why I would tag him then. Even though everyone continues to say that doesn't make any sense and it's not a real option. I tag him because the first thing I do when I tag Saquon Barkley is I announce to my fan base and I announce to that locker room, Saquon Barkley is going to be on the New York Giants in 2024. Now, I understand your pushback is going to be $12 million.
Right.
That's a big cap hit. They've got a lot of other holes. The beautiful thing about tagging somebody is that it's not permanent.
Right. You have until middle of May.
You have until, I think the middle of May to work out a long-term contract. And the end game for the Giants better be a long-term contract. Because if the end game isn't a long-term contract, then they damn effed up in late October. Then they should have entertained offers, at least entertained offers, and consider trading him. So number one, I tag Saquon Barkley. And then I use the next few months to try to find the common ground with him on a long-term contract that, A, makes him happy, that makes him feel like, hey, okay, I'm respected, I got mine, and for the Giants, brings down his cap number in a way in which you can fill other holes. Here's the problem with not tagging him, and this is why I'm surprised. I'm genuinely surprised I'm in the minority on this, because it seems almost accepted from many Giant fans, and we'll hear from you today, 877-337-6666, and many Giant beat reporters of, oh, that cap number, that's crazy. They're not going to tag him, no way, no how. If you don't tag him, understand the repercussions. It means he gets to free agency.
Yeah.
And when he gets to free agency, granted, there are a lot of running backs available, we get that, but Saquon Barkley, to me, if I'm just regular general manager and I have a chance to win a championship, I don't care about his numbers last year. I am more drawn in from Saquon Barkley than I am anyone else available in free agency, because I still think I can see the best of him. So if you allow Saquon Barkley to get to the open market and you allow the Dallas Cowboys or the Buffalo Bills or the Philadelphia Eagles or name it, the Baltimore Ravens or the Cincinnati Bengals who may cut Joe Mixon.
Tennessee Titans.
Anybody you want to name. If you allow there to be an open market for Saquon Barkley, mark my words, he's gone. And then you really screwed up, because the Giants had a choice in late October. And that choice was, do we investigate the market? We talked about this, not in late October, but in mid-October.
Yeah.
I brought it up to you. Hey, this season's going nowhere. Should they consider trading Saquon Barkley? They didn't consider it. You didn't consider it.
Nope.
Well, now it's time to pay the piper. You didn't consider it? Get it done. Because losing him, to me, makes no sense.
Well,
with compensatory pick you even getting back, that would be worth what you could have gotten at the trade deadline to a desperate team.
Look, and it's a little bit different than baseball, the calculus for trading a guy based on an expiring contract. It's not something that's in the mindset or I think even the calculations for general manager in the NFL. But it is real when a guy is 26 or 27 years old, as Saquon is. I mean, Josh Jacobs is available still. He's only 26. Mm. Derrick Henry's is the old head of this group coming out because he's 30. I guess Austin Eckler is getting close to 30 as well. But like there's only a handful of guys that are what you described as I haven't quite seen the best of them yet. I think you still see the best of Josh Jacobs. I think you can still see the best of Tony Pollard, still see the best of Saquon Barkley. Interesting, all the guys that got franchise tagged as running backs a year ago, but that list is small. So if Saquon gets the actual free agency, he's going to be highly desired.
Yes.
And the question is going to be, will the Giants actively match, or will they try to? Will they just let him go?
So tag him.
If they just let him go, the problem is he's not – guys like him – are not easily replaced.
Of course they're not. As much as we sit there now, it's like such a cliche. Oh, I can find a running back anywhere.
No, you can't.
You say it.
You can find someone who turns the line up back there and takes snaps.
Right.
But you're not going to have someone that's a game changer.
Or it's very unlikely you're going to find someone who's a game changer. So it's not as easy. And here's the other thing I know, watching the Giants when Saquon's not been on the field over the last few years. And I remember having this argument with Sean at the beginning of last season. We were talking about Daniel Jones, and I pulled out all those numbers and said, here's Daniel Jones without Saquon, here's Daniel Jones with Saquon. And the numbers were stark.
Yeah, they don't lie.
They do not lie. Well, you're going to ask a young quarterback, or you're going to ask Daniel Jones, or you're going to ask Tommy DeVito, okay, go play without him. And so to me, you tag him. You give yourself more time to work out a long-term contract that makes sense for everybody. But if you lose him,
but that's
you're worse.
That pisses him off.
Well,
it just pisses him off. I know it does because nobody likes to be tagged. I've said this every year. We've talked about this point in tag land in the NFL. Nobody wants to be tagged because it prevents you from going to find out how much you actually are worth. And the number is deflated for running backs. I'm not saying it's devalued. It's deflated for running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas every other position, tackles, wide receivers, God knows how much quarterbacks are getting paid. Every one of those positions has 10 to 15 or 20 guys that are making close to top end. The running back has three guys that are making close to top end. So when you average out the top 10, that number comes way down. That is the franchise number. It comes way down. And so for the running back to get tagged is an insult because it's telling you you are, your value that we're going to assign to you with the franchise tag is less than average.
But you understand. But you understand the Giants' intention would be to have them play on the tag.
But they already did it. Well, they already did it.
Okay.
So they did it last year.
Yeah.
And if they do it again, it's going to, like, the level of disrespect that Saquon felt a year ago is going to be compounded
by
10 times.
And what's he going to do about it?
There's nothing he can do about
it. Is he going to still talk to me about a long-term contract? Yes.
I mean, of course.
So then who cares if he's upset for a few weeks?
Until that deal gets done, he's just, you don't do that to guys that you have reverence for. And I think, at least I hope, that the Giants have some reverence for Saquon Barkley. And the last thing you want to do is let him sit in basic purgatory until middle of May or whenever you come around after you get through the draft, after you finish free agency, after you realize how much money you have left. All right, Saquon, now let's work on a long-term deal. It's just, it's disrespecting him all over again. And I feel for him if that happens.
Well,
because he doesn't get a chance,
a real chance
to see what he's worth.
What somebody else
thinks about him.
One thing I've learned, I guess I'm very disrespectful. I'm disrespectful to larger people. And by the way, my wife is making me apologize later on in the show to those who are slightly overweight. And I'm also disrespectful to Saquon Barkley because I don't care about his feelings. I have to tag him because I can't lose him. To me, the Giants made a decision on Halloween 2023, and now they've got to seal the deal and keep them long-term. Otherwise, they damn screwed up in late October. We'll get your calls next, 877-337-6666. Plus, there's a long history in this town of having these loved players on franchises and letting them leave in the prime of their career. We'll go through a few of those coming up, plus more of your reaction as a Giant fan on what you do. Today starts the decision. The Giants have 2 weeks starting today at 4 o'clock to decide if they want to tag Saquon Barkley. And according to Tiki Barber, that would piss him off greatly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, over the course of the first 20 minutes of this show, 20 plus minutes of the show, and talking about Saquon Barkley and these negotiations, I kept emotion completely out of it. I never brought up something you did bring up, and I appreciate that. The idea of, hey, isn't it special to have a guy spend his entire career with the same team?
Yes.
I bring that emotion up now because I feel that as a fan of the teams I root for. The teams I root for haven't had a lot of guys who spent their entire career with the same team. In fact, it's a very, very short list. I think what may affect a lot of you people out there, you Giant fans out there, is that your list of guys who've spent their entire career with your team, I could write a book. Like, I would do another book. I got one coming out April 2nd, Mine's Bible. But I could do a second book about all the freaking Giant players, some legends, some real good players, some really good players that only played for the New York Giants, including you, including Harry Carson, including Lawrence Taylor, including Phil Sims, including Frank Gifford, including Charlie Connerly, including Alex Webster, including, like, I just went back to the 60s, I included the 80s, and what about Michael Strahan? Like, I could do
it. You didn't say Eli either.
I didn't even say Eli.
Or Jesse Armstead.
Because, you know why? I did that on purpose.
Why?
Because you got so many freaking guys that have done it.
And Amani Toomer.
I wonder if that almost lessens this. That to many Giant fans, this is a very easy black and white decision concerning football, and there is no emotion because you're emotionless because you've had so many guys over the course of your history spend their entire career with the same team.
Well, I think it almost feels like an expectation. It's not you're not desensitized to it. There's just certain guys that once they get enough years in, 5 or let's say 6 years in, and they're still good. In your mind, like, why would you go anywhere else? Like, you're past that point of, like, you didn't pan out after the draft pick or wherever the acquisition was. Usually it's a draft pick, and now we're ready to move on from you. You're past it, right? And to me, Saquon is past that moment where you're deciding, is he going to be good enough? The only question was whether or not he was going to be healthy enough. And, 2 years ago, not an issue at all. Last year, a slight issue, but nothing that was... undermining his ability to be good still. And so why not have him finish his career? Because he's the next one in line. He's the recent great that we've had on this team. So why would you not want him to finish here?
I don't think it's not wanting him to finish here. I think it's that connection that affects me when I talk about Pete Alonso may not affect you guys as much because you've had a lot of it. When I talk about Pete Alonso, a part of it is that other than David Wright, they haven't had a lot of guys spend their entire career with the same team.
Yeah, but
I just listed 15 guys.
But I don't know how that affects us. I think that makes us expect it.
Makes it less special. I say make it less special.
Not less special, just you're the next, right? You're the next one. It's rare, by the way. It's rare that any player in any team stays there his whole career.
Unless you're a New York Giant.
Unless you're the New York Giant. I'm serious. The Giants seem to have done it pretty effectively.
Think about the Jets. How many guys have they had to do it? Even Joe Namath didn't do it.
Yeah.
He had to finish his career with the Rams.
You're right. Howard Cross was an all-time Giant. Right. He didn't play anywhere else.
You guys have 175 different guys who spent their entire career with the same team. Let's go to Ben in Brooklyn to lead it off. How are you, Ben?
Hey, Evan. Hey, TK. How's everything going with you?
We're good. Good.
So, listen, I personally, I've called the show before. I'm a diehard Giants fan. I love Tiki. I love Eli. I love all the career Giants. But as a diehard Giants fan, it's hard for me to say this. Saquon's not really going to factor, I feel like, into any chances of going for a championship based off the cap. And not saying I trust Joe Shane with my life, but I understand what he's doing. And I have to disagree with what you said earlier. Running backs are not to be highly valued because they don't fit in with where the game is holding in 2024.
Well, certain running backs do. Christian McCaffrey does because he's so versatile as a wide receiver as well. Saquon catches a lot of balls out of the backfield. Now, he's not interchangeable as a wide receiver necessarily. But maybe he could be if they tried to do that, right? I mean, the beauty, let's just take a quick aside and go look at what the 49ers are doing. The beauty of what Kyle Shanahan does, other than not being able to make decisions in the moment and win you big games, but is that every player feels interchangeable. Like, you could put Brandon Ayuk, line him up in the backfield and run some type of sweep. You don't want him running through the tackles, but he could run a sweep out of the backfield. He's obviously a wide receiver. Christian McCaffrey can line up in the slot, or he could be an ex-wide receiver. Deebo Samuel could be the tailback, right? The versatility at running backs make you valuable. Saquon hasn't been asked to do that, but if he was, do I think he'd be successful? Yeah, I think he would. He can catch the football.
Anthony is in Staten Island. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Hey, Evan and Tiki, what's going on?
All's good, Ant.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on? I'm a diehard Giants fan. Tiki, you actually saved me from a beating when I was a little boy back in 2005 against the Redskins game. But I'll go, that's a different story.
What?
That's
you different saved him from a beating?
What did I do?
You ran all over the Redskins. You beat them and made us go to the playoffs. That's what you did. You kidding me?
Oh, nice. Oh, you mean because, I got it. I bet. You talk about a bet. I got you. I got you.
Yeah. That's a different story. But, no, so this is about Saquon. You know, I like I said, I'm a diehard Giants fan. I love Saquon. I really do. I think he's a great kid, you know, great guy. I think he's a role model for New York. But, you know, there's something he lacks. And that, to me, is he's not a dog. You know, like Ahmad Bradshaw, he was a dog. T.C. Barber, he was a dog. You know, Saquon, there's numerous times where it's 3rd and 1, or even 4th and 1, and Saquon, he just doesn't get that yard.
Wait, dirty yard.
Wait, so you're saying I don't even know what you're saying. Like, he's not.
You're saying he's soft. He's not a dog like you.
Hard.
He's not a dog. Like, the game against the Vikings, the playoff game against the Vikings, he was a dog that game. He rolled his shoulder. He got the extra yard. He fought for an extra yard. On a regular, you know, every given Sunday, he's not. You don't get that Saquon. You get. I want playoff Saquon every Sunday. If we got playoff Saquon every Sunday, I would extend him today. But the thing is, with
it's interesting.
You know what, Anthony? If you got, tell me if I'm wrong here, Teak. If you had the dog playoff Saquon every Sunday, how many Sundays would you get him during the regular season?
Mm.
I think what Saquon does sometimes is make a business decision. And by the way, that sounds like I'm ripping him, and it sounds like it's a bad thing. If it makes you more available for 17 games, is it really a bad thing?
No. The next play is always more important. I used to tell that to Brandon Jacobs every week. Stop. Stop.
If you have
your body's
chance,
not going to last.
If you have a chance to run out of bounds and maybe not get that extra yard or two, or take the contact by fighting for that extra yard.
Right.
I know it's easy for us to sit in front of a microphone, call up Sports Talk Radio and say, be a dog, fight for the yard. But I'm being pragmatic. I'm being pragmatic here.
Yes.
If that extra yard is going to cause an injury where I don't get you the following Sunday, that extra yard ain't worth it.
Yeah, that's the physics of the game, like knowing how to go through contact. So move forward, take the hit, but not really take the hit. That's just that comes with reps.
To be fair to Saquon, he ran it like a dog that entire season. Not just that playoff game. That year, if you could get Saquon,
it started with the overtime, the 2-point conversion against the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
Put his head down and just went through the DB.
Yeah, he's a home run hitter, but that year he was a dog.
And then what happened? Did he get a contract or no?
He did not.
No. Well, that's part of the problem.
He did not.
And here
it is part of the problem because, I mean, I've gone on this rant multiple times about Daniel Jones, how it's like every freaking year, it's, all right, Daniel, it's a prove-it year. All right, Daniel, it's a prove-it year. All right, Daniel, it's a prove-it year.
Right.
Coming in the next year. All right, Daniel, it's a prove-it year. And he's done it every single year. It's almost been the same way for Saquon Barkley. Right, coming in after those two seasons, after his rookie of this year, unbelievable, injury. And then it's like, oh, he's fourth year. All right, dude, you better prove it, right? And the next year, all right, you got to prove it to get the tag. All right, you got to prove it now to this season to figure out what we're going to do with you long term. It's like every year.
Right.
It's become a prove it year for Saquon Barkley. And it's hard to play on the prove it year because... Well. You're constantly thinking about what if I get hurt.
Well, and also in his prove it year, he had a monster year and didn't get rewarded.
Right,
he got tagged.
Yes,
so right. That year,
and technically, like the team can say we tagged you. That's a reward, but the tag is the average of the top 10 salary cap hits. That's the most important thing. Hear me what I'm saying. Salary cap hits. It's not salaries. Salary cap hits.
Mm.
And with only three or four guys having high salary cap hits, that means that six of them are below the franchise tag number.
Right.
So it just drags down.
Right.
And so the franchise tag for the running back sucks. It has not accelerated with the rest of the salary cap and as a whole. Every other position has.
Well, think about this. The Jets are going to be facing a decision over the next 2 weeks. And I'll save you the time. They're not going to tag him, but they may have to make a decision on Bryce Huff, who I would love for the Jets to keep. Here's the difference in the tagging of Bryce Huff and the tagging with Saquon Barkley. If they tag Bryce Huff, it's going to cost them $21 million, which is an enormous amount of money.
Right.
You tag Saquon, and the only reason it's up to $12 million is because you tagged him last year.
That's right.
So he takes that increase that brings it up to 12. Here's the thing I can't get past. Unless you want to admit you screwed up, which I'm all game for. I may admit later on in the show I screwed up by calling a dear friend of mine plump and overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not only apologizing because my wife told me, I'd be apologizing straight from the heart.
It's my fatty!
You're apologizing because it was in the New York Post.
I'm apologizing because my wife read it in the New York Post, okay?
Right.
Not because it's in the New York Post, but because when she read it in the New York Post, she wasn't happy with Evan. Anyhow,
bitch New York Ranger fan,
that's for later. But if Joe Shane wants to admit that he screwed up trading Saquon Barkley at the trade deadline.
Trade him? We're talking about wanting him. Why would you have traded him
because
a year ago?
Because if you don't tag him, let me make this perfectly clear. If you don't tag him and you allow him to get to free agency, do you really want him? Do you? Want him?
Conditionally.
Conditionally.
Yes.
You don't really want him.
I know. That's why I'm saying conditionally.
So if you are conditional or not to wanting Saquon Barkley, please explain to me like I'm a 2-year-old how at the trade deadline you wouldn't take a phone call. Like, everybody freaks out about Pete Alonso and the Mets were talking about Pete Alonso. I have never gotten mad at the Mets talking about trading Pete Alonso because you know why? A phone call doesn't hurt. Listening to a conversation doesn't hurt. Trading him hurts. I'd have a very different opinion if they traded him. Same with you guys. If you traded Saquon for a conditional fifth, we'd have a different conversation. But here's the difference between Pete Alonso and the Mets and Saquon and the Giants. And I do bring them together because these have been some of the bigger topics over the last few weeks. Joe Shane wouldn't listen on phone calls at the trade deadline in a season where his team was going nowhere for a guy that he only wants conditionally.
Yeah, but that's also...
That's not smart, bro.
But it's also revising what was going on in the moment.
Okay, what am I missing?
The Giants were flawed last year. We know it because the offensive line was compromised, or bad, not even compromised. They were just bad, flat out bad. Daniel Jones got his ass kicked every single day. And as soon as Tyrod Taylor got in there, he got his ass kicked. When Tommy DeVito got in there, he got his ass kicked. The Giants' O-line sucked last year, period. So Saquon Barkley was really the only balancing factor
that they had. Because you can just run the ball. It's easier to run block than it is to pass block. It just is what it is. Defensive ends have become so much more athletic than 330-pound tackles. I don't even want to hear about three. Oh, he's such a massive tackle. Who cares? Can you run? Can you get off the line of scrimmage? Can you not fall down and get Daniel Jones' ear hold from the blind side because you can't move, right? Forget the tackle. Like, Saquon Barkley was the only balancing factor of this offense for a lot of this season. And then midway through, so the trade deadline, as bad as the Giants were, they weren't out of it.
They were 2-6.
Okay, but they weren't out of it.
They were 2-6, and the GM refused to take phone calls on a guy that he only wants conditionally. But do you not see the issue with that?
They weren't out of it. Because you know what happens if you trade Saquon Barkley last year?
You're dead.
Everybody quits. Everybody. Everybody. I'm telling you, Evan, everybody quits. Because if they're saying, wow, you got rid of our captain?
Yeah, yeah.
You got rid of one of the elite players over the last couple of years in the NFL? You got rid of him? Oh, you don't care. You don't give a crap.
I understand
that. Then why the hell am I even playing?
I totally get that. But they also traded Leonard Williams. Like, they did make decisions to try to improve themselves for the future because they knew they weren't going anywhere. Just to keep this in mind, everyone, so you remember the dates here. They lost to the Jets on October 29th.
Leonard Williams a career Giant?
No.
Leonard Williams in the long-term plans for the New York Giants? No.
Because he was
on a $32 million cap.
Yeah, but they could have re-signed him at the end of the year.
But if they really wanted him to be part of their future plans, mm-hmm. Leonard Williams, and I like Leonard Williams, they would have restructured him to give themselves tons of cap space. They didn't want him a part of their
future
plans. Fair
enough. Is Saquon Barkley part of their future plans? Because that's what this all comes back to. If you want him, then you don't trade him, which I understand. Then you keep him. These two things don't make sense. You can't not take phone calls on him and then not want him.
Conditionally.
Conditionally.
Right. They don't. This is not. Dave's and Joe Shane aren't Saquon's daddy. They didn't birth him to the New York Giants. They don't care. Trust me, this is real.
I get you.
You guys think about my career, especially Loogie and Sean, who's not here. And get better, get healthy, Sean. But, like, Ernie Accorsi didn't draft me.
Right.
George Young drafted me. There's a reason that Ernie Accorsi literally tried to get rid of me 4 years in a row. He didn't want me. Mm. Jim Fossil saved me. It's the only reason I ended up becoming the all-time leading rusher in New York Giants history. It's not a knock on Ernie Accorsi, but I wasn't Ernie Accorsi's baby.
Right?
He didn't care about me.
It's like the new program director with this show.
Right.
Ain't my baby.
Right.
I don't care about these jackasses.
And Brian Daboll, they might really love how Saquon works. But they didn't birth him. They didn't birth him to this organization. So the emotion is not there. They can make a disconnected decision about his future as it pertains to the New York Giants. But we as fans, we don't look at it that way.
I know, but that's not even my issue. My issue is if you had that feeling towards him, I would have been more open-minded to trading him. Not I have to trade him.
I have to
be open-minded to it. They wouldn't even take a phone call on it. And I knew when this was happening in late October, and we argued about it then. I remember saying to you, all right, well, then you better keep him. Okay. If you're not taking phone calls on him, fine. Then he better be on this roster. And look, he's not off this roster yet. This will be an interesting 2 weeks because I still think tagging him makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when you allow him to go to free agency, and I say the same thing about Met free agents and Yankee free agents, when you allow a guy to go to free agency, you increase the chances that he's gone.
Of course.
If Pete Alonso gets to free agency, I'm telling you right now, it's 60-40, he's not a Met. If you allow Saquon Barkley to get to real free agency, I think that number's even higher. I don't think it's 60-40. I think it's like 80-20.
So on Facebook, there's relationship status. One of the options is it's complicated.
Yes.
I think if the Giants were put up their relationship status with Saquon, they would put it's complicated.
100%.
Because I think they don't want to give him the bag long term. They like him, but I don't know about putting a ring on it. And I think that's where the trepidation is.
Okay, but let me counter this with you, Loogie. So you're in a relationship, not your current wife. Let's leave all our currents out. Okay.
You got it.
You're in a complicated relationship. Mm-hmm. It's complicated.
Very.
Now all of a sudden you're at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And there's this other beautiful woman, and she's spitting game at you.
Oh, so she's giving me the stare.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going up to her and getting her phone number.
But you're in a relationship?
No, because it's complicated.
Exactly. Exactly.
We were on a break!
So if it's complicated, then you receive the phone call on October 30th about trades. Doesn't mean you're sleeping with her. I didn't say Loogie was sleeping with her. I said, I'm talking
about. But maybe during that period, there were good times with Saquon, hence why it's complicated. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They don't know what to do with this guy. They don't know what to do, so it's complicated.
What do you want to do as a Giant fan?
So I think they box themselves into a corner here. when you don't trade him, if you're either going to draft a quarterback or you're going to go back to DJ, you need Saquon. Do I think long-term running back is smart? No, but they box themselves into a situation where they have to keep him long-term. Because otherwise, you're going to piss him off by keep giving him the tag, Tiki's saying.
But Tiki, here's the thing, and I've learned this from you, and this is another reason why I don't get caught up the way some Giant fans do in the cap number and tagging him and what the contract looks like. The salary cap is fungible.
It is.
I learned that from you.
It is.
So if you're going to sign Saquon, probably to a three-year deal, because that's what a long-term deal for a running back is.
Right, because that's what Jonathan Taylor, who is barely, not even in his prime yet, re-signed for, not even re-signed, he pre-signed with the Indianapolis Colts.
So you're going to sign a guy to a three-year deal. You're going to bring his cap number down massively. Like Joe Mixon's cap number last year was insanely low. Nick Chubb, same thing. So you're going to bring his cap number down a little bit, and you're going to have him on your books for the next few years, but you're never going to have like this massive cap number. What the hell's the issue? Why are we acting like signing him is going to hamstring them for the next decade? It's not.
It's not about the money. If everything that I've talked about, I'm not talking about money because it's not the money.
Then what's it about?
It's about whether or not this non-daddy wants to keep this stepchild, and that's bad, and it makes everybody feel bad, and it's not going to end pretty unless he says yes.
I'm just glad you didn't say redheaded stepchild. You just kept it to stepchild, which I appreciate.
He can't be redheaded.
First of all, that's not true.
That's not true. Dennis Johnson?
Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete in Babylon.
There are a lot of black redheads.
Hey, you guys are the best, man. I love you as always.
What's up, Pete?
What's up?
Kiki, you walked me right into it. Let me start by you going back a couple minutes. Our offensive line was worse than sucked. Yeah. Our offensive line are words that we cannot say on the radio.
Right.
Okay, you've got to take that into consideration. Let me tell you the reward. Let me tell you what Luke is saying, what's complicated. It's not complicated. You tagged him. You had him for a year. You lose DJ. Let's go back to, and I've called about this before, so I don't want to sound like a broken record, but let's go back 2 years to a healthy DJ, 700 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns, a beast with Barkley.
Saquon, yep.
Sign this kid for 3 years, $35 million. Now, we got to go into the season and say, we're going to go in healthy, we're going to stay healthy. That's how you have to start every season.
Yep.
Say, okay, we got a healthy DJ, we get a healthy Saquon, sign the kid for 3 years.
I think we're losing you, Pete, but I'm with you on that.
Right.
And to further his point about what Saquon did 2 years ago, how about last year after the trade deadline? And you may think what I'm about to say backs up your point. It doesn't really. My whole point about the Giants is you got to bleep or get off the pot.
Right.
And October 31st, they decided they were going to stay on the pot. So if you're on the pot, stay on the pot. And I'm not talking about that other pot. After the trade deadline, Saquon Barkley was on the football field for the final 9 games the Giants played. And they went 4-5. And Saquon got in the end zone 7 times.
Yeah.
Like Saquon Barkley was a big part of why the Giants made things
Semi-interesting. There was never really a chance.
Right.
Like, we kind of made it one, but they were interesting because Saquon was really good.
He was a big part of it. But that shows you that they need him. Like, over the last 2 years, they are a far better team when he's out there.
Right.
And Joe Shane and Brian Daboll may think they're really, really safe and they're really, really comfortable, but you can trust me on this. You go win 4 games again, tell me how comfortable you are. Tell me how comfortable you are if they win 4 games.
You're not. Look,
you're not.
I think they have lobbied probably successfully for another year. So 3rd year coming up this season. Next year will be 2025. I think they're safe. I mean, unless they win 3 games. Unless this team falls so far apart and then in their minds they're saying, all right, we just got to reset and rebuild. You don't get to do that.
So let's get this straight. I just want to get this straight then. If Saquon Barkley leaves because you allow him to go to free agency and he signs with another team, you have lost your most dynamic offensive player. You don't have a quarterback. You're still trying to fix your offensive line. And you have some talent at wide receiver, but you don't have that dynamic wide receiver. Explain to me how you're winning 7 or 8 games. How the hell's that happening?
Probably not very easily.
You are more likely to win those 3 or 4 games you just mentioned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.